The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. What a wonderful day and what a glorious week. You know, I had the most wonderful time on Mother's Day. Joshua, my February firstborn son, took the morning service, and James, my February middle child, and Erica, my favorite girl, took the evening service together. I was completely AWOL that day, and it was not planned, but I had a wonderful time. We held our last fundraising event last Saturday, and I was tired. That morning, I got up early, and I was unloading my van with some of the collectibles that I brought home, and I had a shooting pain. I went back inside, put my feet up, and everybody was gone. And while I was trying to rest and propped my feet, I fell asleep. When I woke up, I felt like the Holy Spirit is telling me to take a complete day off to spend time with Him. So I went on a long-distance drive through the hill country for 4 hours talking and listening to the Lord. I had a wonderful time. So, I did not come to any of the services. It was totally different. It was really a celebration of Mother's Day, all by myself. The Holy Spirit knew that if I had stayed home, I would end up cleaning the house. So, He refrained me from doing work, both natural and spiritual. But that is the good news, and I had a good news for you today, my dear brothers and sisters. I have a special guest who is the president and co-founder of this ministry, Mike Sasso, who happened to be my husband also. So, Mike, could you greet the listeners?
Hi there, everybody. It is really good to be here, and I am so excited with what God is doing in the earth and here through this broadcast. We are excited to be with you today.
Amen. So, Mike is going to help me to continue to skin you alive and stomped on your feet to prepare you for times of prosperity and victory. I know that the body of Christ have been trained and prepared on spiritual warfare, but not in the times of prosperity and victory. And this is the time now, so that we don't get into cycles. And Mike and I will explain that later on. But may I remind you, my dear brothers and sisters, that when the Lord had me release prophecies concerning the political revival in the United States of America, and at the same time the manifestation of transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence, some of you confronted me and asked me if I really heard from God, because it's just too good to be true, and at the same time, we all are seeing and looking at the condition of this country, that it was mind-boggling on how the Lord is going to make it to pass. But I was sure that I heard from God at that time, and when it manifested now, no one is accusing me of being crazy. Strange, maybe, but not crazy. I lost my mind a long time ago, and I know I have the mind of Christ. Glory to God. So now, it might be strange to you that I am preaching about preparation for prosperity and victory. We are living in the book of Revelation, Mike, and it is high time for the body of Christ to change her mindset and be conformed to the image of God, to the image of Christ.
Amen to that. And Colossians 1:15 says, Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. And Genesis 1:26 says, "Then God said, 'Let us make mankind,'" or man, "human beings, in our image and in our likeness. They will reign over the fish of the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, and all the wild animals on the earth." And in Revelations 1:6 and 5:10, it says that God has created us to be kings and priests, to rule and reign with him here on the earth. Hallelujah for that. Amen. And that is our place. This is God's idea. This is his original plan for man. Before mankind fell, he blessed Adam and Eve and gave them dominion over all the animals, over all the fish of the sea, over all the birds of the air, and he walked with them. The first Adam failed and committed high treason. And the second Adam, that's Jesus Christ, took back all this dominion that Adam had given away, the power of the first Adam, from Satan through the cross. God the Father not only restored the power and authority of the first Adam, he gave all power and authority in heaven and on earth, not just on the earth, to our Lord Jesus Christ. All the power and authority in heaven and on earth. And the Lord then gave this authority, the authority of his name, to we, the body of Christ. We became his bride. We, the church, are the second Eve. Now, because of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have all power and authority, both in heaven and on earth, have made the angels, including the fallen angels, to be subject to us. Jesus delivered complete victory to us, and Satan is a defeated foe. Do not be afraid of him. Get to know God. Get to know our Lord Jesus Christ. Be a student of the Holy Spirit, and you will know your power and authority in Christ Jesus, who you are in him, in Christ. We, the spiritual leaders, have to prepare you to use your authority to live by faith and not by sight. And always remember that faith works by love. If you don't have love, you have no faith. You have no power. You got to be a lover of men, lover of God. And we have to condition ourselves to obey God, to trust him and to believe him. He already said his ways are higher than our ways. We have to transcend the earth realm, and we need to be heavenly minded. We are in the last days. The only time that Jesus will be sure to come back to claim his bride is when we put his enemies, that's the devil, as his footstool for his feet, under his feet. That means we are at the helm. We are in charge here on the earth. We are in authority. We are victorious. We are prosperous, and we are implementing God's ways of doing things here on the earth.
And that is the final outcome. It's in Revelation 11:15.
And Revelation 11:15 says, "The world has now become," this world, we're talking about the world you and I are living in, "has now," say now, "become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. And he will reign forever and ever." That's here and now. If you are waiting for the rapture, then do your job. Take your post in the kingdom of God. We need to prepare God's people. We need to mature them to walk in authority.
As I mentioned before, for many decades now, Christians will flock and attend church services only in times of trouble. And when things settle down, then they will disappear again until the trouble comes again. And this scenario has become a cycle in the body of Christ. If you are a student of the Bible, you will know from the book of Genesis that if men and women or even a nation forget God, they will be turned over to their enemies. But if you worship God and obey His precepts, the blessings keep on coming. They shall overtake you, and God is very protective of you. God is not manifesting our heart's desire because He knows we will walk away from Him to our own detriment. He is protective of us. And because we will not continue to obey and be teachable. You know, Mike, there's one story in the Bible. And as a former banker and a businesswoman like yourself, I really admire that story. And it has become one of our teachings in our business school. It's actually one of my favorites. It's in 2 Kings chapter 4 about this widow who came to prophet Elisha and told the prophet that the creditors are going after her and are threatening to take her two sons as slaves. She boldly reminded the prophet that her dead husband served him and that he feared God. So Elisha asked, "What do you have in your possession right now?" This is a very telling question. When you are in need of a financial breakthrough, take an inventory of what you got. You will always have something in your possession that will be a point of contact or a key to unlock your miracles. Always do what you can do. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Don't look for others to bail you out completely. Do something and be willing and do whatever it takes. That is faith with action. The widow told the prophet Elisha that they didn't have anything except a flask of olive oil.
That's right. And so the prophet said to her, "Well, take what you've got," and gave her specific instructions. She told her to borrow as many empty jars from your friends and neighbors as you can. Go to your house then and shut the door and pour the olive oil from your flask into the jars. Set the filled jars on one side. And she obeyed the instructions to the letter. Now that's key right there. The prophet gave her instructions. She did exactly what the prophet said. And this is so important. When all the jars were filled with olive oil and the olive oil stopped pouring, this is probably the most important thing we have to learn here today and remind ourselves every single day. This woman, this widow woman, after the jars were filled, she did not assume anything. Many of us, once this manifestation came through, we would immediately take action. Man, we would just take it up and do what we think we need to do. Not this woman. She went back to see the prophet, told him everything that she did, and asked for further instructions from the prophet. And what did the prophet tell her? He said, "Sell the oil, pay all your debts, and live on what is left over from these funds." From that moment forth, they were completely debt-free. And they had extra to live on for her and her two sons. And this is where the Spirit of the Lord is leading us. But we have to be disciplined and not proud. We've got to be disciplined enough not to assume anything that we don't take over. The challenge is that we get in our own understanding and we think we know what to do. Don't do that. You have to go back to the Lord or go back to the prophet and say, "Okay, this is what we got. Now what's next?" And get those further instructions.
And we need to continue to move forward no matter what. Because from the mouth of Jesus, He says in His word that the kingdom of God is forcefully advancing and the violent take it by force. We need to continue to move forward no matter what. Let us throw away the poverty mentality and our religiosity. Those wicked things belong to the past, and that is where they need to stay. You know, during the fundraising event, we learned so much, and every member of the core team, everyone that are going to Israel, and some that are staying, like Mike and Dora and Esther, they helped in the fundraising with all their might, and they followed the instruction. And we taught the young people that they must be willing to work and do whatever it takes. And that is the most critical and most important education and training that we got from working hard on Saturdays, Mike. And we were confronted by many challenges. Some people, they felt that we are indulging ourselves by going to Israel. But we all refused to back down. See, many Christians give in to people like those people who try to make us feel guilty for living a life that Jesus died for, a victorious and a prosperous life. And what they're actually doing is taking away, or they try to take away something that is for the preaching of the gospel. And they want something for free. But we didn't back down. Because you know what? Mike shared something a few years ago, that the Holy Spirit, in one of his study time, the Holy Spirit had told him that we're always in authority. Could you share this to our listeners, Mike?
Yeah, I was in a tight place at the time financially, and I owed some money to some folks and sat down in a meeting, and I didn't know how to deal with the meeting, and I went in the meeting, and I sat in front of them, and I just felt horrible at the end of that meeting. And I was apologizing to the Lord. I said, Lord, what is I felt like I was in such an uncomfortable spot. And the Lord spoke so clear to me. He said, Mike, he said, if you're in me, there is never a moment in time that you are not in total and complete authority, because I'm in authority. Now, that doesn't mean I'm in control. Jesus is in control. But in God, if you're in him, you are in complete authority, no matter what.
And if you are not, then you have given that authority away.
That's exactly right.
See, a lot of times we try to do what the Holy Spirit's job is, and we mess things up. But it is important for us to realize that we are really living in a time that the church has never been here before. And we're about ready to experience, manifest, and witness something that is so great. Because why? The Bride of Christ is emerging as a glorious church. So it is important for us to really get ready in times of prosperity and victory, and be like that widow who followed the instructions to the letter. And in the end, she ended up living debt-free, and at the same time, they had extra to live on, to live by. So it is important for us to prepare for a season of victory, and at the same time, we need to really get into a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot make anybody saved, because Jesus said, no one comes to him not unless the Father God sends them. He also says in the Gospel of John that it is the Holy Spirit who convicts the world of sin. So if people would try to make you feel guilty by saying no to them, stand your ground. It is to your detriment and theirs if you give in to those kind of spirit. The congregation of Freedom Fellowship Church are the most generous, and they are also trained to focus in financing the preaching of the gospel and discipleship. That is the commandment of Jesus. Eradicating poverty or declaring war on poverty is not our priority, because Jesus says that poor we will always have. Some are their own choice, But yes, we help the poor. But we are moved and we need to be led by the Holy Spirit. We helped even send aid to foreign nations. You need to do that too. That same way that you yourself, you never asked anyone for free things. It is the same manner that you work diligently and work hard and still serve God. That is how you measure others too. And you are depriving them of their blessings if you keep on financing that poverty spirit. You're not helping them. You're helping them actually to stay poor. But if you share the gospel and if you apply God's ways of doing things and your influence and affluential lifestyle will manifest for others to see, they want to know your God. And they want to learn how you do it. Amen. Yes, there are people that need a helping hand. In some way or another, I also needed a helping hand in some days. And so are you. But we should not neglect the preaching of the gospel. This is how we can lead God's people out of poverty to prosperity by following the precepts of God. So are you ready for prosperity and victory? Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you and pray that you will be teachable this time. Remember, it was almost too good to be true when God said political revival is coming and transfer of wealth is coming. But just like I said before, amongst us Christians, if it's too good to be true, it is from God. It is supernatural. We are not of the world. We may live here, but we need to be very mindful of Isaiah 55, Mike. What verse?
Isaiah 55:9 says that as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways, that's God's ways, higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. God's ways are higher than our ways, his thoughts higher than our thoughts, and he's bringing us up to his level. In Jesus' name.
Yes, and in 2 weeks, we will be in Israel. And I will try, Joshua and I will collaborate together, and we're going to try to broadcast the conference there, or we're going to share something if we're going to find a way to do that. But it is an awesome thing, and it is a wonderful thing for times such as this for you, my dear brothers and sisters. Take your post. And believe for yourself. Don't ever look back. It doesn't matter who done you wrong or what you did wrong. The most important thing is today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. That's all Jesus is expecting, because you know what? Jesus is love and he cannot help himself. He will always give you another opportunity, another chance. He will forget about the past and he will show you your future that is far, far greater than your past. So focus on today, focus on tomorrow, and focus on God. And thank you. Join us in our Sunday services. We are located at 8419 Callahan Road off IH-10. And before we say goodbye, I'm going to ask Mike to pray for all of you.
What a privilege it is. And I just have to finish that story just to tell you, once I yielded that situation to God, guess what? He made a way for that debt to be paid in full. Praise God. And he's going to do the same thing for you. So, Father, I thank you for everyone that's in the sound of my voice right now. Just we yield, we speak over them the blessing of the Lord that makes rich, and you add no sorrow to it, Lord. Teach them to yield to the Holy Ghost. Teach them, Lord, how to hear your voice, how not to hearken to the voice of a stranger, and how to obey and trust in Jesus' name. Amen. Come give us a call, 210-695-1630, or visit us online at www.sogmi.org. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com. And all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.